I met Kayla Somino at the Leslie Science and Nature Center in Ann Arbor, one of several Washtenaw County locations where she leads guided forest therapy walks similar to forest bathing. The experience begins with an invitation.
So this invitation is called Meet the Forest, and I would invite you to go out and find a tree that appeals to you. And you're going to spend about 15 minutes with that tree and just using as many of your senses as possible. Invite yourself to explore that tree and introduce yourself to the tree and see what comes up.
I see a tree I want to meet. Do people talk much on this? So I just walk up and say, hi, I'm Lisa.
Clearly, I'm in need of the relaxation the forest provides. Somino, who underwent 6 months of training to be a forest therapy guide, patiently continues the walk, which involves a lot of listening and sharing.
Maybe think about your ears as radars. If you could move your sense of sound away from your body, what is the farthest thing that you can hear? Maybe turn in a circle and see if the sound changes.
She mainly offers suggestions for your guided forest therapy walk, which she says is about opening up to experiencing the senses and connecting with the environment in new ways.
It's really more about immersing yourself in all the sounds and the scents and the sight of all the different types of green and just the sensation of being here.
Joining us for a guided therapy forest walk is CJ Johnson from Pittsfield Township. She was looking for something non-traditional after 20 years of traditional therapy, where she says she hit a plateau. Johnson says she finds the experience somewhat challenging.
I'm used to sort of barreling through life, like really fast and loudly, and I think I must miss some things with that kind of approach, and I learned that from doing forest therapy because Kayla asked us to, you know, really slow down. We walk just in these tiny little measured baby steps where you're barely moving at all, but we're moving, which has given me the opportunity to look at things totally different.
Inspired and based in Shinanyoku Japanese forest bathing, but incorporated with some American practices and flavor, Somino says there is proof that forest therapy works.
There's actually a lot of science around forest therapy. So in the 1980s, the Japanese started doing some research about this nature practice because they had a very urban population that was super stressed, and they were looking for ways to help that situation. So they started doing tests, taking people out in the woods, and this is what they found. They found that nature actually de-stresses people, lowers cortisol levels, and a lot of other things. Trees give off phytoncides, which is this chemical that actually interacts with your body's immune system and boosts your immune system measurably.
After a walk through the woods, which typically takes up to 2.5 hours, there is a tea ceremony.
So I've been making an infusion while we've been walking around.
There's tea made with homegrown mint and sage, and a moment of gratitude.
And we have 3 cups. We have one for you, and one for me, and one for the land, as a thank you for allowing us to be here today. So I'm just going to say thank you for letting us share this experience with you today. And before we experience our tea, I'm just wondering if there's anything that you'd like to say to make this experience complete today.
I say thank you and propose a tea ceremony toast.
Thank you. Sure.
Being one of only 3 forest therapy guides in Michigan certified by the Association of Nature and Forest Therapy, Kayla Somino says it's a calling for her and something she loves to share, not just hidden in plain sight, but in the forest as well. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.